I want to distract you. I've been watching you folded over your laptop all night. Frequent sighs of frustration interrupting your furious typing. You have been working too hard. It's time for a break. Time for a special distraction. I sneak up behind you so you don't see the deep red lingerie hugging my curves. Leaning over your shoulder, I say, nothing. I hear your breath quicken as my perfume catches your attention, though you try to concentrate on the screen. I really need to, you start to say, but stop. As soon as my hand reaches around, stroking your chest, unbuttoning your shirt. As you moan a protest, I roll your chair back from the desk. Your eyes widen when you see my bustier as I lift my leg over and straddle you. Your hands instinctively reach for my hips, but no. I chide. You know mommy's in control, don't you? I ask, my fingers brushing your nipples. You nod. I lean in, my lips finding your ear. Good boy, I whisper as I undo your belt. I grind into your hardness while pulling your face into my cleavage. My poor boy, working so, so hard. I chuckle as I run my hands through your hair. You're straining against your pants and I can't wait to release you. Oh. Would you like mommy's help? You answer with an affirmative groan. I'm sorry. Is that how we ask? Use your words, I say. Hearing a polite but urgent response, I slowly get up, trailing my hands down to your waist. Removing your pants and underwear frees your throbbing cock. Such a needy boy. I chuckle as I drop to my knees, my hot breath causing your cock to jump in anticipation. Oh, whatever can I do to help my poor boy? Your frustrated groans are music to my ears. Beg me, I say, my voice low and demanding. And you do, again and again, until it's enough. And I finally wrap my soft lips around you. You taste so salty and so sweet. I bob my head up and down, my hand stroking you in rhythm with my mouth. When you grab my head, I stop. No, mommy is in control. Your frustrated rebuttal just leaves me with no choice. I get up and stuff my wet panties in your mouth. If you can't say something nice, I don't want to hear it. I return to the task at hand, edging you over and over and over, but never letting you finish. Not until you're a wreck of pleasure-induced frustration. Only then do I speed up and give you what you crave, swallowing every drop as you empty your soul down my throat. I stand up, hovering over your spent body to whisper into your ear. I'll need these back, I say, grabbing my panties from your mouth. Looking over my shoulder as I walk away, I say, you really should get back to work.